hope you had a wonderful Christmas day. This morning we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, in which the family, as you know, maybe you experienced, is at one time both the source of so much joy, and it can be the source of great heartache as well. Out of one thing, the family, the source of so much joy, but also heartache. And in God's plan, and in Satan's plan, as different as they are, the one thing that's very, very similar about them in their plans for humanity is that each of their plans for humanity are focused squarely on the family. Both of their plans have everything to do with the family. And so this morning, I just want to offer two simple points of encouragement and a prayer for your families. And they're very simple. But their simplicity doesn't take away from the immensity of their importance, especially in light of the two plans that are there. The first is this. Please pray together as a family. Pray together as a family. Because the good news, the gospel message, is this in light of the family. You do not have the strength on your own to hold together as a family. You don't have the strength to hold together as a family, but God does. And he desires to give that strength to you and your family. He has the strength. That strength that he has is the power of grace, which we receive through prayer and the sacraments. And God has this power, but he's not just going to force it upon you. He's not going to be like your mother who won't let you leave the dinner table till you finish your vegetables. Because God is not like that. He's not like your mother or your dad. Much better than them. But he has this power and he desires to give it to us, but we have to desire it and to go before him and to go before him as a family and to pray. Whatever that's going to look like, but I'm speaking about more than just praying before meals. Pray together as a family. Because you don't have the strength on your own. You don't, but God does, and he wants to give it to you. He desperately wants to give it to you and your family. The second point is just this. Parents, never, ever, 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 ever stop praying for your kids. As you know, there is so very little that you can control about your kids. There's some, but it's so little that you can control with your kids. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. For one, it takes a whole lot of weight off your shoulders that you're not as in control of your kids as you think you are. And it's a relief for your kids to hear that. But here's the thing. What you do have control over, especially once they leave the house, is to lift your kids up in prayer to God, to be placing them into God's hands day after day, and to be doing that just faithfully, trustingly, to never stop praying for your kids. Whether they're grown and their lives are beautiful and filled with so many blessings, or whether they're really struggling, whether they've completely fallen away from the faith and no longer practice it. Never stop praying for your kids. Do not underestimate the power of prayer because it's the power of a relationship. It's not superstition, like if I pray for my one son 1,000 times, it'll be better. No, prayer is a relationship with God as it is a relationship with that son. But never stop and never stop losing faith that you placing your child daily into God's hands is not incredibly powerful and the most important thing you can be doing for your child, especially once they've grown and are off in their own home. That's it. Those are the 2 points. Pray together as a family. Pray together as a family. And never stop praying for your kids. The power of that. God's plan has always been through the family. The family is at the center of everything. And it's beautiful in that way. Yes, it's the source of every joy and every heartache, but it's the source of salvation. God used the family as a source of all of our salvation. And so I want to offer a prayer. This little prayer card is one which there'll be a couple of the Knights of Columbus. It's a prayer card from the Knights of Columbus for the family. And they'll be in the back of the church, and they'll have any if you'd like to grab one after Mass. But I want to pray and offer this prayer now for you and for your families. Let's pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, in you we contemplate the splendor of true love. To you we turn with trust. Holy Family of Nazareth, grant that our families too may be places of communion and prayer, authentic schools of the gospel, and small domestic churches. Holy Family of Nazareth, may families never again experience violence, rejection, and division. May all who have been hurt or scandalized find ready comfort and healing. Holy Family of Nazareth, make us once more mindful of the sacredness and inviolability of the family and its beauty in God's plan. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, graciously hear our prayer. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.